In 1996, 56 volunteers took part in a study to test a new painkiller called trivaricaine. On each subject, one index finger was covered in the new painkiller, while the other remained untouched. Then, both were squeezed in painful clamps. The subjects reported that the treated finger hurt less than the untreated one. This shouldn't be surprising, except trivaricaine wasn't actually a painkiller, just a fake concoction with no pain-easing properties at all. What made the students so sure this dummy drug had worked? The answer lies in the placebo effect, an unexplained phenomenon wherein drugs, treatments, and therapies that aren't supposed to have an effect and are often fake miraculously make people feel better. Doctors have used the term placebo since the 1700s, when they realized the power of fake drugs to improve people's symptoms. These were administered when proper drugs weren't available, or if someone imagined they were ill. In fact, the word placebo means "I shall please" in Latin, hinting at a history of placating troubled patients. Placebos had to mimic the real treatments in order to be convincing, so they took the form of sugar pills, water-filled injections, and even sham surgeries. Soon, doctors realized that duping people in this way had another use, in clinical trials. By the 1950s, researchers were using placebos as a standard tool to test new treatments. To evaluate a new drug, for instance, half the patients in a trial might receive the real pill. The other half would get a placebo that looked the same. Since patients wouldn't know whether they'd received the real thing or a dud, the results wouldn't be biased, researchers believed. Then, if the new drug showed a significant benefit compared to the placebo, it was proved effective.